First and foremost, we want to state it unequivocally, we the prisoners stand with all vulnerable and oppressed, tyrannized people all over the world. While we hold that some alleged victims are subject to hidden agendas, we take on the cause of the missing and murdered indigenous women and girls, the Uyghurs, the Palestinians, the Rohingya, and every mass incarcerated and or politically motivated prosecution from the beginning of time until the end. We support essential workers, the migrants, the mothers who've lost children. We respect and honor and cherish the elders who COVID has hit the hardest and demand that all prisoners over 40 be released immediately. I am writing you now to address several concerns by inmates / prisoners that feel vulnerable, unadvocated for, and out of the loop, out of the conversation, as in a sense, awaiting the predicament prevail of death. Prior to COVID pandemic here at Barton Street, where I reside, prisoners presumed innocent are three to a cell, receive no cell cleanup time, where we spend the majority of our bid, and unless you receive a daily dose of either methadone or suboxone, largely go without medical care as physician visits are a rarity or ample adequate resources. Already there was a scare when the CO came to work with COVID-19 symptoms. We were not told and only found out through the media Bruce is a favorite pastime in prison and was lied to by the management that no, it was not in the building. It is a very heightened time in here because corrections is a corrosive environment daily, and now we are left without answers to the means, apparatus, or ability to receive truthful answers, and by and large, expendable, awaiting inevitable imminent death. We are at a standstill because the courts, our only means of getting out and moving on, was snatched away before repercussions could even be considered. All trials have been halted until undetermined date. This despite some unlucky folks having been awaiting the judicial process months, and let's be honest, sometimes years to clear our name. In an article in the Canadian press, it claims that since March 16th, jails cut the number of inmates from 8,344 to 6,148. For argument's sake, let's for now not dispute these figures. This is skewing the data because a large percentage of these folks would have been let go on some type of release anyway. The courts have time and time again reiterated everyone has the right to bail. I believe it's 11E of the Charter, correct? It is wrong to pat a government on the back for doing what is considered a crisis time, for what they get paid very handsomely, yet perform very poorly what is in their means. Since COVID hit, we the oppressed and incarcerated have experienced increased fears, heightened lockdowns, constant uncertainty, perpetual disinformation, and systemic indifference, not to mention the abandonment of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, the deprivation of our visits, and the discontinuation of cleaning utensils. Now, I'm not disputing the numbers have dropped, but people are still being admitted to the jails in large groups and for frivolous reasons. And for the stationary prisoners whose common sense dictates aren't going anywhere fast, what kind of message do you suppose that sends? Everybody else is being released while I sit tight. Picture a sitting duck.